Good morning, welcome everybody.
Good morning.
We'll call the October 13th, 2015 Susquehanna County Council meeting to order. First thing is to approve the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good morning, members of council. This time, we have no amendments to today's agenda.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
We have motion carried. We have the minutes of September 29th. Any corrections, questions, concerns? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
I have received none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council?
No.
Public comment, Mr. Guy? Paul Rigger.
Good morning, Paul Rigger.
Good morning. Morning.
As basically during last week and a half, as we all know with the tires that I had behind at my neighbor's house, all the tractor trailer tires, that they had the amount that basically was right around 100, a little under 100. And because of a definition, they could not do anything about it, the state, the county, or local. 2 weeks ago, the secretary orders for Denrec, they went into that scrap tire ordinance. They did one simple definition change. They changed the definition of a scrap tire, which for the last 3 years, 2.5 years, to get the tire piled next to my house, we couldn't do it because it was all big contractor tires, big tractor trailer tires. By them changing it now, the definition, a simple little fix, they've ruled all the tires, the bigger tires now, they consider a scrap tire equivalent to be 25 pounds. So now those tires that weigh a couple hundred pounds are now broken down to equal 8 tires. So hopefully January 1st, when that regulation takes effect, the county, the state, however, I get rid of that tire pile that's in my neighbor's yard. But a simple definition change and making something make sense, there's not a stupid loophole in there for the system. I mean, those tires, we had the thing, when I was saying I had 500 to 800 equivalent tires there, nobody could do nothing about it. But now it looks like the state did their part, they did their job, they changed a simple definition. A lot of the definitions in our code, a few of them, should be looked at like we discussed and changed to get rid of some of the loopholes. If, like last week, when you canceled last week's meeting, maybe you could have brought that up again or something like that to have a little question or workshop on a definition. Second thing is, as I've been going on about the fences, I printed out four different people that I found with the permits for the fencing. When they do a description for the fences, when they're doing the permits, now my problems with the different type of fencing, on mine, where did that one go? It basically says, description of work, 1,000 feet of force fence. Another one that did it says 623 linear feet of wood fence. Another one says 134 feet of PVC fence. When I look at my neighbors over this barbed wire, I just like to know if possible. It just says 3,000 feet of fencing. It doesn't have a description of any type of fencing. So when the inspectors are going out to inspect, what are they inspecting? And if somebody has one fence, like if you just put that on there, I don't know what the inspectors go out with, but my front fence, I had to enclose the front yard to pull them away from the water problem that I had. I enclosed my front. I came in, I got a second permit for the front fence. How did the inspector know which fence to inspect for a description or anything else like that? I just think that it should be spelled out a little bit more, especially if they're doing a 3.5 foot fence in the front, 7 foot, 6 foot. Just spell it out in descriptions, because I can't figure out what the inspectors inspect. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I will tell you, I do not have Facebook, but I will tell you, Here was what was on Facebook. And if people think they can get away with writing something, and I don't find out about it, they must be a bunch of dingbats. First of all, he hangs around the county. He does pretend to represent employees, and sadly, some almost believe it. He meddles, irritating, intrusive, troublemaker, causing trouble for the county, interferes with county government, costing the county legal and administrative fees to answer his constant demands for information. And his daughter works for the county. I'm going to tell you something. Somebody better be backing off real quick on that, because nobody involves my daughter. I don't give a diddly squat who you think that is. I've been coming to, and my wife wrote this portion, I've been coming up here for years and fussing at you. Oh, by the way, I didn't write down one portion. I also insult the county council. Well, the person must have finally woke up. I've been doing that for 15, 20 years. It's a big deal. I have not been attacking any of you personally, only the actions you are talking or take. So how can you, one of your dingbats, attack me personally on Facebook? And I am not a public official like you all are. So what I do and what I do on my own is nobody's business. As long as I pay my taxes, which I go back off of my family and don't go after my daughter. And as far as the next issue is, I've never cost this county one dang dime. How so? Every FOIA violation that I filed against or anything else, who caused it? I didn't cause it. You guys did. And by the way, why is you sitting over there with your nose stuck up a piece of paper and ain't trying to listen? Because you're the one that wrote it. And I tell you what, as far as I'm concerned, you ought to resign and go home. Pure and simple. The next time somebody writes about my daughter, you better be looking for another job. And I don't care who the dingbat is.
Thanks, sir. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next item of business on the agenda is a presentation this morning from Ruth Bideman and Sally Beaumont with the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities. They're going to give us an update and report on the upcoming LIVE conference. Good morning, ladies. Welcome.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
Welcome.
I've met all of you, and it's a pleasure to be here. let me just give you real quick this year's conference. This is our third. Third annual LIVE conference, and we're very excited. Every year we brainstorm about the topic that we might choose. Our committee, it was a tough one because we sat there for a couple hours saying, on our evaluations and people that have come to our meetings, the elephant in the room is always transportation. And those of you that have been living here in this county, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse. So we are tackling transportation this year. If you turn over to the schedule, I also want to thank, this is the third year, we've gotten a $2,500 sponsorship from the Division on Aging and for Persons with Physical Disabilities. I don't know if that's going to hold up, but we've had these conferences for 3 years in a row, and fortunately the county didn't have to pay anything. So I hope that it holds up. A couple of different things this year. We have some people coming in from D.C. The keynote is from D.C. Ken Bach from CHEER is very influential in terms of getting people to come. And he'll be talking about models of transportation in rural communities throughout the country, those that work. And so we're going to start the day off with that. This year we have Angela Klein and Julie O'Hanlon. They're not on here, but they're from the Institute of Public Administration, Urban Affairs and Policy in at the University of Delaware. They'll be coming with their students. Their whole class is coming. They've taken us on. They're going to do a kind of an icebreaker at lunchtime, trying to find out who's in the audience, what their needs are, and we're excited about that. The students are also took our evaluation and used it as part of their policy planning class. They revamped it. They're going to distribute it. They're going to compile it for us. So
that's not costing the county anything either.
What's that? No, it's not.
There you go.
It's not. And we have our last panel is local folks. Nancy Feitel, whom you all know, is going to be there talking about her. She's already implemented her transportation system. It has been started, and some others from DART, etc. I would like to just introduce Ruth Ann Beideman. I am no longer the chair of this committee. I had two-year terms. They were done, and Ruth Ann, thank goodness, stepped up. So she'll be taking on the committee, and she just wanted to introduce herself and say a few words. Oh, any questions on this year's? I know we have a couple of council people signed up. Thank you very much.
I have one thing to say, Mr. President.
Pardon me?
One massive.
Yes, ma'am.
One huge thank you.
You're welcome.
For all the progress you have made since you started with this. This issue is the crux of what we are concerned about here in county.
I hope that we get
some older folks.
Good dialogue going,
like
too.
Yeah. Thank you.
And this is Ruth Ann Beideman.
Well, I just wanted to say good morning, and before I say anything else, I, on behalf of the committee, I want to publicly thank Sally for all of her guidance, her hard work, and she was there for us every step of the way, has brought the committee to what I would say new heights and new enthusiasm, and I hope that I can follow in her big shoes and continue with what she has started. It's our goal, with your help and guidance, to offer Sussex County seniors and disabled the opportunity to have the best quality of life that they can here in Sussex County. And so many of them do not know what is out there, what is available, who they really want to turn to with any concerns or needs. Now, I would like to invite you to our November regular meeting, which is November the 16th at 10 a.m. at the Milton Cheer Center. We're very privileged to have with us Brandy R. Nauman, who's coordinator for Sussex County's Community Development Office. She is going to be one of our presenters, and we're also going to have another one from the Delaware Housing Authority. And here is an opportunity to talk about housing, because anytime you talk to seniors and even disabled, that's the second thing they bring up, is affordable housing. But as a new chair of this particular committee, I look forward to working with all of you and the committee and the citizens of Sussex County. And we're not going to let Sally go anywhere. She may be going to be a snowbird, but she's still staying on the committee. Thank you.
President.
Mr. Orwell.
Real quick, I think also would like to publicly comment. And I think when I first got elected, I think it was the first, or took the oath, I should say, I think you were the first committee I think I ever went to. As many people know, of course, I've been involved with my parents' caretaking, responsible for all of the above for 8 years. And my father passed out, as everybody knows, February 1st. My mom is still with us, but shifted into a nursing home. And it's a vital what you guys are doing to our community. This is the biggest demographic that is growing, and biggest resources, biggest needs. And we have to listen and learn and how we can help more. So I just want to commend you for your efforts in putting a highlight and a focus on this.
Well, we have room if anybody else wants to come.
Yep.
So. We have about 185 signed up, so we're looking, we have more.
On behalf of the council, Mr. Villamonica, thank you for your leadership of this committee. Right. You've done a great job.
Thank you.
You've certainly made great strides in what we envision the committee should be doing.
Thank you.
And welcome, Mr. Biderman.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sure you do a great job, and we're here to help you in any way we can.
Thank you.
Just,
I appreciate
please
that
contact
very much.
Us, and we'll do all we can help you. But okay. Thank you all for all your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Very good.
Awesome.
Thank you, Mr. President. Okay, next item is the Employee Recognition and Pickle Awards. I'm excited to have our first Pickle Award ceremony here in front of County Council. I wanted to pass down a packet for the council members listing each quarter's recognized Pickle Award winners for the first two quarters of 2015, listing each employee and some employees that received multiple recognitions. As council is aware, starting in 2015, the county embarked on the employee recognition campaign known as the Give Them the Pickle program, which was developed by nationally recognized motivational speaker Bob Farrell. This is an employee-based peer-to-peer recognition program whereby county employees who witness or experience other employees' exceptional customer service can acknowledge the employee by filling out a form that looks like this, describing the event, which is then reviewed and approved by the employee's manager. I'll pass that down. This is literally giving them the pickle. In addition, when a county resident or customer provides kudos or thanks to an employee, a manager can use that experience and praise as another method to give an employee a pickle. I have in my hands the comments that were submitted for the first two quarters. We had over 120 employees receive recognition along with the corresponding comments. I've reviewed and read them, and they're quite remarkable. I've picked a few just to give you a sampling to let you know what our residents, customers, and our colleagues think of their employees and their colleagues that they work alongside of. This employee assisted an elderly lady with the completion of her grant application. While in the office, she brought several other forms and applications that weren't even related to the county. This employee assisted her with all of them, taking the time to explain and, more importantly, listening to the resident. This particular email relates to work that took place over the weekend, and this employee saying to another colleague, "I know that this is part of her job, but I felt she went the extra mile or two on this. I'm very grateful for the quick and continued help that led to the resolution of this problem." This problem involves involving their benefits. This is directed to two employees from a resident. It's one thing to educate the public on your normal work schedule, but it takes on a totally different meaning when you both do it on your free time. Your hard work and dedication have paid off. You both epitomize what public service is all about. This is a colleague speaking of another colleague. This person is consistently pleasant, and I wish all employees had her attitude. She's very hardworking, dedicated, never leaves a job unfinished. She's always willing to help, never gives an attitude, and is very humble. This employee said of her colleague, "She's graciously and without hesitation helped me with this document, explained to me what I needed to do. All of this may seem in her realm of job duties, and maybe it is. However, this document was very important, not just to me or my office, but for the county, because it pertained to grant funding, and it was an undertaking that I'd never done before. Thankfully, I'm able to put this document together, and now with this assistance and efforts of my colleague. Finally, he went out of his way to handle an issue that wasn't even part of his duty. He was very gracious in his manner to me and the company that we were speaking to." That's a sampling of the comments. Again, I have all the comments here for the first two quarters for the council members to review. Today, we're here to recognize the county employees who were given a pickle for the first two quarters. In the first quarter, there were 67 employees recognized, in the second, 55. Those staff that were able to join us are today in the audience with the directors that were also able to join us. We also have staff that were not able to join us because they're out in the field actually doing the job that they're paid to do and aren't able to come in and spend a few moments with us. Two lucky employees had their names drawn for the first two quarters of 2015 and will receive these trophies and a free vacation day. For the first quarter, the winner was Bonnie O'Beer, a paramedic in the Sussex County Paramedics. And the second quarter is Mr. Al Yore with the Sussex County Libraries located at the South Coastal Library. At this time, I would ask the County Council if you would, we're going to have the employees take a picture with the five of you, recognizing the two quarter winners. And if you'd like to come down and have a picture taken, and we'd like to recognize all the employees here who were recognized for the Give 'em the Pickle Award. Thank you very much and congratulations. Please come forward. We're going to have a picture. any pickles you like. It's the story.
The winners, I don't know. But you,
and that's how it started.
Congratulations.
You'd say customer service. I'd like to get everyone.
Thank you. Everyone. All right, Bishop, get in here. You come this way, I think.
We're going to recognize all pickle winners. All pickle winners, please come forward.
Now, girls, come out. You can't get seen back there. Come over here.
Yeah. Mike, should we move up?
Well, I'm asking. No, I have for guys. Arrange them someplace.
Okay, smiley. Yeah, short people up front. Come on, sir.
How about this length? These here? Well, we can be in front of me.
Richard, is this your idea?
You go up front.
Yeah. Girls, come up. Come up front.
Chip, is this your idea?
I mean, we don't want to hide the award winner. Come on in, everybody. You're going to get lands by the blind and silver.
I don't think so. Denise, you need to go up front. You can't see me go up front.
Going good now.
To see you, George.
Make sure we can see George.
We're not going to see all of you.
Thank you.
Put your face in. Okay.
Can we turn to the side, maybe? Get more folks in there?
Good job, Glenn.
Anytime. You got your slide lens on? Put your lens on.
You're good. Chip's got to take some picture. Oh. Oh.
This way we can see everyone's face.
I think her insurance covers it.
Don't fall back. All right.
Mike, see your face. We're going
to go behind Anne. Sorry. Okay, this one over there. I think we got all of you.
All right. That's quite a production. Wayne McGlynn's got a camera. Look at that. All right, everybody got a picture? We're all done, or we're good? Wait a minute, Chip's coming back.
Surely, you got cut off. Just stay right
here. Comes.
Oh my God, she's trying to get over here next.
All right, there I go. 1, 2, 3, cheese. 1, 2, 3, cheese. There we go.
That's it. We're all done with the
pictures. Council, stay up there. We'll ask the first two quarter winners to stay up. Bonnie O'Beer and Al. Bonnie and Al. Hold on. One more picture with the two quarter winners. Yeah, Bonnie and Al will have their pictures taken with council. The two winners have your pictures. Bonnie and Al.
This is Daver. I'm still getting pictures. Take a little more pictures up here.
Is that O'Beer? years. I knew your daddy.
Oh, okay.
He's a sweetheart.
Am I good? Am I good?
The judge.
Google it. No one believes me that this is actually a nationally recognized customer. So.
All right, we're good.
Here comes
Lynn.
Kelly. Cracker Jacks.
Let me make me as tall as I am.
We're good. Okay. Again, thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Yes. It's not something we came up with.
It's nothing.
Here you go.
Put me down as a note. I don't care about that. I don't care about tomorrow. I only care about today.
Well, that's part of it.
Well, I know. Well, look, I'm talking about today. That's a different day. Continue.
Okay.
You know, most of the employees off have gone back to work. But I'm sure there might be a couple listening on the internet maybe to us. I don't know that. But we are very blessed to have great county employees. Two that won the award, I'm sure, well deserve that. But we have a lot of people in this county that are very dedicated to the county, to their job, and make us look good as a county government. So for all those employees out there, thank you very much for all you do.
Yeah. Can I put in a picture for one experience I had? Actually paid my taxes online this time for the first time, but found it difficult, and I called for help, and it went smooth as silk once I was able to talk to someone from the county. She says her name is Karen, spelled with a T, and I just want to point out it was wonderful to have professional help. It just went beautiful.
Very good. Thank you.
Mr. President, Mayor.
Mr. Arland.
You want to pay your taxes too?
Yeah, we better. But actually, more importantly, I would say is, you know, as we shared before, I think it is, first off, when I first heard about PIC Award, well, who's pregnant? I didn't even know what it meant. So now that we have a little bit better understanding, I think it is truly an honor because, 500 employees are not 500 employees. I like to refer to the team as you would as ambassadors because we are all ambassadors who receive a paycheck, if you would, from the county, from the residents, as ambassadors of the people of the Sussex County. And so I just really want to publicly commend and thank all of the ambassadors we have in this county to serve the public. And so I just want to thank them.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, and thank you, Council, for taking the time to recognize the employees today. That was well worth it. Next item of business is our wastewater agreement number 1015-1, Sussex County project number 81-04, Americana Bayside Village C, Phase 1B in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District. Information in your packet was contained. There's $340,725 system connection fees, 60 days construction. And unless you have any other questions, I have a motion for
your
consideration.
Your motion,
be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for the Sussex County project number 81-04 agreement number 1015-1, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction, administration, and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and CMF Communities LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Americana Bayside Village C, Phase 1B in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I have yes, motion carried.
Thank
Mr.
you.
Wilson.
Next is our County Administrator's Report for October 13, 2015. Another bit of good news recognizing some county employees. Item number one, I'm pleased to report that two members of our engineering department, David Wooten and Jason Horseman, recently completed the Airport Certified Employee Airfield Lighting Maintenance course provided by the American Association of Airport Executives. The ACE Airfield Lighting Maintenance Program is an extensive curriculum based on FAA, U.S. military, and international recommendations. The course provides detailed electrical theory and proven maintenance techniques while educating and challenging airport personnel like David and Jason. The course requires a lot of work, and they put a lot of effort into successfully completing the program. The ACE designation is a prestigious one. Congratulations to David and Jason, who are now part of an elite group of airfield lighting professionals. And we are joined by Jason and David. Would you two gentlemen like to stand up, please, and be recognized? Thank you very much. Congratulations. Thank you for your hard work. It's going to pay off with all the improvements we're making out there to the airport. And item number two, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, the Overlook, a.k.a. Bayville Point, and the Overlook, a.k.a. Bayville Point Phase 2A, received substantial completion effective September 30th. Thank you, Mr. President. That is all.
Thank you, sir. Next, we're going to be joined by our